It's Boom 1039, Philly's hip-hop and R&B. I'm Mina Say What. Welcome to my house, Mina's house. Boz, Dreamville's own, is joining the house today. What's up? Yeah,
thanks for having me.
No problem, man. This is our first time meeting, you know, but I've heard a lot about you. Nice to meet you, finally.
Likewise.
You're on tour tonight. You're at the TLA, the Milky Way Tour, 8 o'clock.
Yep.
You know, tell us, for people who've never seen you perform, like, what are we going to be seeing tonight?
You're going to see a whole new me. You're going to see my second side. You're going to see,
your second side?
Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. You know, I'm cool. I'm chill in person, but when I get on stage, I'm a monster.
Oh, you turn into a beast?
I do.
Listen, the Milky Way Tour, 40 dates, you were telling me?
It's 43 in North America, then we got like 20 in Europe, and I'm doing like 6 in Africa. I'm real excited about those.
This is crazy. You're doing domestic dates and dates abroad?
Yeah.
Like, you ever saw that happening for yourself?
You know, it was always a goal of mine. I think my sound is kind of international, so mm-hmm. it's drawn in an international audience. I'm from East Africa, Sudan.
Right.
So, you know, it's a blessing for all that to kind of come full circle and
yeah.
go back to the places that inspire me.
Are you performing in Sudan?
I am.
Is this your first time?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
So, do you have anything special planned?
You know, they don't get many shows at all there.
Right.
And, you know, it's like there's no clubs or anything like that. It's
okay.
pretty, like, conservative.
Uh-huh.
So, I think that is the special plan, just to get a show off the ground.
Wow. Yeah. You must be so proud. You still have family there?
Yeah, for sure. Tons of family.
Okay. So, you were born there?
No, I was born in France.
In Paris. That's right.
I was raised in Queens.
Okay. So, you speak French?
Only when I'm drunk.
I took French for 4 years, and this is the extent of my French. Je m'appelle Romina Say What, and Je t'aime J. Cole. I said, my name is Mina Say What, and I love J. Cole.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
You did pretty good.
You know, 4 years. I would think I would be able to do more.
You got to retain 2 sentences in 4 years. That's not a bad quota.
Can you say something? I want to hear your French. Are you, like, really...
I'll tell you, it comes out when I'm drunk.
When I'm drunk,
I'm 100%.
Really?
Yeah, I think I'm a little insecure.
Why?
Because I haven't
lived
spoken
there
since
for how
I was
long?
Like 7. It was like 5 years, but it was like real early in my life.
Okay.
But then, like, I catch myself, like, especially when I'm in New York, there's so many, like, French-speaking people.
Uh-huh.
And I'll be in, like, a bar or a club, and I'll be just faded. I'll be washed, and I'm like, this is it. This is the moment. And I'll just go, and then I wake up the next day like, damn, like, how'd I do that? How'd I do that? Yeah, I speak Arabic, too. My Arabic is much better than
Let me hear it.
Let me out of it.
Yeah. Ooh, yes, that sounded sexy. Wait a minute. What'd you say?
I asked you if you speak Arabic.
Oh. What else can you say?
I don't know. I mean, a bunch of things, you know, depending on what my mom's yelling at me.
Well, how many languages do you speak?
Just 3.
Just 3?
Yeah.
That's pretty, just 3.
Yeah. My sister
That's
speaks
amazing.
Like 5 or 6.
Really?
Yeah, she works for the UN.
Okay.
My pops was a career diplomat, too, so he's, you know, they speak, like, Spanish pretty well, and, you know, a bunch of, like, 1 or 2 other languages.
Wow, you guys are really international. I love that. Boz is here. He's at the TLA tonight. We're going to talk to him about his album, because the tour is named after the album.
Yeah.
About being signed to J. Cole. Tiambo. Sit down. Yes, yes. It's Mina's house right here on Boom 1039, Philly's hip hop and R&B. Mina Say What here. Boz is in the house today.
We here.
Yep. Dreamville's in here. I have to say, I've interviewed Ari Lennox, who's also signed to Dreamville.
Love Ari. Shout
I
out to
love
Ari.
Her.
Yeah.
Love.
Her and Cole just put out a record on the Creed soundtrack.
I saw that.
Monster joint. She put out a bunch of records recently.
She's coming out with an album.
She's gearing up.
Yep. This year, up. I think it's supposed to drop by the end of the year.
I'm probably the wrong person to ask. I don't want to say nothing I'm not supposed to say, but, you know, from what I've heard, it's phenomenal.
I love her. J. Cole is it's very interesting, the people that he decided to sign, you know, because you guys aren't like him. You guys all have, like, your own little style and, like, your own kind of swag or milk, as you tell me, you know, like, what did you think that happened that he saw in you that made you want to bring him on to Dreamville?
I think, even from early on, he would always tell me, like, I just had my own style, and it was just about refining it at that point. I think the best thing about Dreamville is There's not too many labels that still believe in artist development.
Mm.
And I think Dreamville for sure does. You know, anytime I'm making music, it's never like, where's the single? It's like, yo, let's make a body of work that's going to best represent you. Mm. And we'll go on the road and we'll tour it. And, you know, and we'll build a decade, two decade type careers as opposed to, you know, two hot summers and you're out of here. You know, and I think that's kind, you know, that's also what he's looked for, what him and Neba have looked for in each artist. I think everyone's in their own lane. And yeah, it's a beautiful thing to be a part of, for sure.
Yeah. You talked about meeting J. Cole. Now, you've been on tour with him as well. Right. How many times have you toured with him?
I did the Forest Hills Drive tour.
Mm-hmm.
No, I did a few tours with Cole. I did What Dreams May Come.
Mm-hmm.
If anyone's been to Dollar in a Dream, I did the first Dollar in a Dream. I would just come out and do one song on his set.
Yeah.
A song called Lit we got.
Right.
And then What Dreams May Come, we went out. It was like me, Cole, Wale. I think Vic Mensa was on that tour too.
Mm-hmm.
Forest Hills Drive.
Mm-hmm.
And then Four Eyes Only, I did the U.S. run with Cole and Anderson .Paak and Earth Gang.
Yeah.
J.I.D.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to J.I.D. His album dropped, I think, on the 26th.
Okay.
He's crazy. Yeah.
You've been around the world with this guy.
Yeah. Yeah. Several times.
Yo, so KOD tour, I just think it's like his best tour. Like, I've seen a lot of them.
Mm-hmm.
And he's such a goat now. Like, he's so, like, strong. Like, KOD tour was different, you know. Like, he's really the goat now. Like, that tour solidified it in my eyes. I was like, you're a beast.
Yeah, that was a hell of a show.
Right. What did you learn, like, being on tour with him?
A lot, you know, production. Everything that goes into putting on a great show, how much time and how involved he is with pretty much every level of it is inspiring. You learn about songwriting. You learn about parts that really move and control a crowd. You know, that then affects what you do in the studio, you know? I think that's probably the most inspiring part of it all and where I learned the most. It's not like you sit there and, like, you know, get a lecture from
right,
bro.
Take notes.
Yeah, yeah. It's like if you're, you know, you're around the right times and you're paying attention, you're gonna learn something.
Yeah. Yes. Boz is in the building, in the house, Nina's house, right here on Boom 103.9, Dreamville's own. We're talking about J. Cole, because you probably don't see him how everybody else sees him, right? Like, how do you see him? Do you see him as, like, the GOAT?
I see him as, you know, one of
brothers. Like my brother. Yeah, like the homie, right?
Yeah, I mean, I'm like, incredibly proud and impressed because I've seen how dedicated and how much he works. I've seen, you know, I've seen Cole do shows and literally run off stage sweaty and, like, go make beats.
Mm.
You know, like, instantly run, go make beats. I've seen that, like, for years. You know what I mean? That's like that's a work ethic that is inspiring, you know, and he's gotten everything he deserves and he's done right by everyone around him. So it's, you know, it's something you want to emulate.
So Dreamville's like a family. You, yeah. Kaz, Ari,
J.I.D., Irving, Luke, Omen. I'll probably forget anybody. A whole host of producers.
I didn't realize he had signed that many people.
Yeah, I think it's like 8 artists on our label right now.
So do you ever feel like left out a little bit, or does everybody get like their time?
Yeah, everybody gets their time. Everybody has their own lane too. You know, no two sound alike or, you know, we all just do different things. And when we come together, it's even better because, you know, I love touring with any of them. You know what I mean? We could do a show, any of us, you could put any, like, 3 acts from us together and, you know, get an incredible show. So it's just, you know, it's definitely strength in numbers.
Yeah. So when you were done with Milky Way, your project, right? What's the process? Like, do you show it to Cole and then he's like, no, let's change this, let's do that? Or does he just rock with whatever it is you submit?
Nah, I usually go, we'll usually be on the same page about certain things. Because when you're working on music, there's always voices in your head you can't really ignore, you know? So I had a bunch of these songs and I went down to Carolina and I had this talk with him. I was like, you know, like, man, like, musically, all these songs are where I want them to be. But, you know, on the low end, on the drums, like, maybe I want to go to Atlanta and, like, just get with the guys that really like just trap drums out and try to take some of those elements and combine them with like our musicality, which is kind of what Dreamville is known for, and, mm-hmm. And get a blend. Because I wanted a little more bounce, and, you know, on this tape compared to my last one, which was much more like introspective.
Mellow.
Yeah, right. Mellow. So that was something I wanted to break out of. And he was like, yo, you know, it's crazy. At the time, he was still working on KOD. He was like, I kind of been, which obviously if you heard KOD, you could see he took his drums there too.
In yeah. sense.
He's like, I've been working on that. He's like, let me take a shot at a few of them. And I think in 2 days, we switched the drums on like 8 songs.
Wow.
So, you know, we kind of, it was like parallel thinking in a sense.
Yeah.
Definitely lean on him as far as he's just, you know, he's entering what I keep telling him is like Dr. Dre.
Yeah, stage, you know, I see
of
it.
His career. He's looking at even, you know, all the artists on the label like, okay, you know what I mean? Like, maybe we can get you on this record, or maybe, you know what, this sounds good, but we can make it sound better. Like, you know, that's not a place he necessarily was at a couple years ago. But he's moving more and more into that stage.
That's what I think. I think that he's fallen into this pocket where he's 1,000% comfortable with his sound and confident, because I felt like there was a stage where he's like, well, where do I fit? Do I fit in the Jay-Z box? Am I the Nas box? I feel like he's gotten to a place where he's literally fused them both and created like this hybrid of a unique artist, like a unique Cole, you know, like
even, out his lane.
Right, like right. Even the command that he has over the audience, like with the song Hands in the Air, it's crazy how like people, he can command them, and it gave me like chills watching him this time around. He's like matured into this like beast.
Yeah.
So and you're like very, very lucky to be on his label, and like he's very lucky to be in a position where he can give an artist like you like kind of the freedom to do what you want to do, you know?
Yeah, it's a platform for sure.
Yeah, so Boz, I appreciate you for coming through. Milky Way, the album is out right now, and the tour is going on right now, and you can check him out tonight at the TLA, 8 o'clock.
Yep.
Where can they get tickets, do you know? The door.
yeah, or if you follow me on IG, it's just at Boz, BAS. There's a link in my bio. It's got all the tickets.
All right, good luck.
Yeah, appreciate it.
Thank you for stopping through. I appreciate you. It's Boom 103.9.